540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There's new fallout from the leak of classified military documents as the 21-year-old Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused in the case gets set for his second court appearance today. His wing of the National Guard has now been punished. Correspondent Linda Kenyon reports.
Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall has told Congress the Air Force Inspector General will examine the Air National Guard 102nd Intelligence Wing in Massachusetts. That's where Air National Guardsman Jack Texera served. He has been charged with unauthorized removal and retention of classified and national defense information. The investigation will look into how one airman could have removed so many documents, what safety checks were in place, and how those documents posted online were undetected for months. The Air Force also is conducting a service-wide review. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The Supreme Court has a midnight deadline to rule on whether a federal judge in Texas was within bounds when he said access to a commonly used abortion pill should be suspended nationwide. Correspondent Jan Crawford is at the Supreme Court.
At the heart of this case, it is directly at odds with bedrock conservative principles, especially on the issue of standing and whether these challengers even have a right to be in court in the first place. It's not clear.
It would be a first from Pyongyang. Reporter Alex Jensen reports from Seoul.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's ordered preparations to launch a spy satellite, suggesting we can expect that to happen within this month, as the North targeted late last year with final phase testing.
Move over, China. Just released UN data puts India on track to become the most populous country in the world by the middle of this year. It'll have an estimated 1.4386 billion inhabitants. The UN predicts China, which has had the most since at least 1950, will have 2.9 million fewer. Stinky piles of trash should be off the street soon in Jackson, Mississippi, after the city council approved a one-year contract with a private company for garbage pickup. Locals are making plans to oust those lawmakers.
We just need to vote every one of them out of office and get all new people.
They're going
to
end back up in the same situation next year.
Trash has been piling up for 3 weeks after a previous contract expired. And meet Rebecca Peterson, the math teacher at Union High in Tulsa, Oklahoma. She's 2023's National Teacher of the Year, chosen for her passion, making math exciting, relevant, and accessible. Rebecca tells CBS Mornings,
I just can't think of any other profession where people don't just think about us, but like literally hold us in their hearts for like years, even decades down the road.
This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinair. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin is one step closer to faster testing of sexual assault kits. A bill that passed the state assembly yesterday requires the state crime lab start processing kits within 5 days of getting them and take no longer than 2 months to complete the work. The timeline would apply in cases where the perpetrator is unknown and to suspicious death investigations. Faster testing for sexual assault kits has been a priority since a backlog of thousands of untested kits were found in 2014. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson told Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on Tuesday he should resign over the situation at the U.S.-Mexican border. Mayorkas said America's immigration and asylum systems are broken, and he's hopeful Congress will do something to fix them. The exchange came during a hearing on the Department of Homeland Security's budget request. I'm Jane Matinair. This is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Has your affordable care plan gotten too expensive? Then Jonathan Masterson from Healthcare Solutions Team will help save you money on insurance with a plan you can change at any time to fit your budget for individual, family, or small business. Getting started with a quote is fast, easy, and takes less than 5 minutes. Call Jonathan Masterson from Healthcare Solutions Team, 779-302-8363. 779-302-8363. Call today.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.
I can't get off my horse, and I can't let you go. You are the one who... You are the one who makes me feel so real. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, what am I supposed to do? Oh, what am I supposed to do, baby, when I'm so hooked up on you? Then I realize, oh, I realize that you are somebody else's guy.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. I forgot I was had a radio show to do. Right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Dave, you're back. Let me say this to you, my friend. You know, we have so many people in this country. Excuse me. The country is like a horn of plenty, right? There's enough to go around for everybody in this country. And so there's so many people in this country, Dave, who, because they were not able to navigate what I think is a difficult system. You know, we always hear people talk about the opportunities that exist in this nation. And yeah, there are a lot of opportunities that exist in this nation. But let's not mislead people to think that everybody is going to succeed in this nation and that it's that easy for everybody to succeed. It's not. It is not. And so what do we do for people who can't navigate this system? Because it's such a difficult system to navigate to be successful in, David, what are we to do with those people?
So I want to be clear with one thing. The people that are going to lose the coverage, they can all reapply for Medicaid again. All this is think of it like
it's a cleansing. It's a cleansing, like, Dave.
But they can reapply. Assuming they meet the requirements, that's all they have to do. It's not like they're permanently removed from Medicaid. What's happened is the emergency has ended. That's correct. And there were some additional protections that were added due to that. Now that it has ended, these individuals can reapply for Medicaid and go through. I mean, it's unfortunate, but it's like we have to file taxes every year, right? Well, the same thing with Medicaid. Medicaid, you have to refile to see if you meet the eligibility requirements. That's all this is. So when people say they're losing it, no, they're not losing it. They just have to reapply. That's all they have to do.
Well, David, again, the Democratic Party and the President of the United States disagree with you. They don't think that that's all it is. They think this is a crisis. And somebody is wrong and somebody is right, David. And I hazard to think that the Democratic Party and the President of the United States you think they're overblowing this whole thing, right?
So Biden just declared the emergency over. Okay.
I got that.
He didn't have to do that if he didn't want to. He could have just kept extending it if he wanted to.
Which he would have been criticized for, right? Yes.
Well, I don't know if he would have been criticized.
Oh, come on, man.
Who knows? But either way, he ended it. It was a very simple. I think it was like two sentences. You know, he declared the pandemic is over with. And so now, because of that, the federal government is saying, hey, you know what? Now we got to restart everybody that, you know, because nobody was picked off in the interim during the pandemic. Now that the pandemic is over, all they're asking, the federal government is asking, is to reapply. And let's say you have certain requirements, and if you meet those requirements, you'll be back.
The federal government that is understaffed, right? That is understaffed, and people. The last time I checked, people who have diabetes and can't afford the medication. By the time they get back through the system, you know, basically their life is over. Because if you don't have the medications that you need on a daily basis, and there's so many people in this nation that have that, who are on Medicaid, by the way, my friend, it's not like, okay, I apply today and it gets through the system and now I can continue with my meds. Come on, Dave, that's not how it works.
Well, one good thing that Joe Biden, I will give Joe Biden a little credit for, is the fact that the government has been able to negotiate with
the prices for Medicare. I mean, for prescription drugs.
The insulin has been capped. And the other flip side is, yes, a lot of prescription drugs are generic. You're paying almost next to nothing for them. There was a little bit, but now it's
not enough, Dave. Dave, not nowhere near enough.
When it's a couple bucks. I don't know. I mean, when it's a couple dollars for some medications that are, you know, like simvastatin, or if you're on, you know, some of the other stuff, I don't think that's unreasonable for a month's supply if you have to come up with a couple.
Yeah, bucks. Dave. But I'm talking about some of the medications that seriously, you know, extend your life, the ones that really do and really are necessary for people who have some real illnesses, those are the ones we're talking about that they haven't been able to cap because, for whatever reason, in this country, they will charge the American people the outlandish price for them and then sell them for little or nothing all over the rest of the world. Nobody can explain to me how that makes any sense, Dave. Since the American people and our taxes have paid for them to develop the medications and then allow them to put, what's the word I'm looking for, Dave? Once you create a patent on it that won't allow anybody else to copy it until they've made all this extra money, it makes no sense to me, Dave. Why they do that to the American people? And that's done politically.
First of all, you have generic versus non-generic.
I understand that.
And so what I would recommend people, this is what I would recommend to your audience who are listening right now. When they go see the doctor, they don't have to get the manufacturer that's currently available. If there's a non-generic that's available, they should be requesting that.
I know, but Dave, the point I'm making to you, my friend, is the generic drugs, especially with some of the latest drugs that have been created and produced, can't be copied for, you know, based on how many years that the deal has been worked out, and some of the newer drugs can't be generically copied. Because there's a deal that's been brokered between the pharmaceutical companies and our government.
Because, again, it costs money to...
I know, but Dave, my point is, it costs money, but the point I'm making to you, my friend, is that the tax dollars of the American people have gone into these private companies, the pharmaceutical companies, that have created these medications. And so the money that was used to create a lot of these newer medications that are extending people's lives, those things wouldn't have been created without the tax dollars of the American people. So why should the American people then have to pay all these exorbitant prices for it when they sell them to other people all over the world for little or nothing?
Okay, so my dad is on 5 drugs. They're all generic drugs. And my dad literally pays out of pocket $6 a month.
Hey, Dave, it is predicated on what illnesses people have. Okay.
He has diabetes.
I know. Hey, Dave, guess what? I have diabetes.
What I'm trying to explain to you, Earl, is the majority of medications are generic. A lot of drugs are accessible to the public via the fact that the patents have run out, and they do extend the lives of many Americans because there are many, like I said, generic drugs.
Hey, Dave.
They're available. It's just a matter of
for whatever reason, you don't want to admit that there's a major problem with our nation not being able to control the price of many medications that save people's lives that have been created and produced by those companies with the financial support of the American tax dollars. That's all I'm saying, man. And yet they are cheaper all over the world than they are here in this country. How does that make sense?
Because essentially we're subsidizing for those countries, allow them to pay a full
price. Why would you subsidize for the company and not subsidize for your own American citizens?
Because that country, it's like they put a tariff, okay? Think of it as a tariff. We got tariffs on Chinese products right now. Europeans put essentially I'm not sure it wouldn't be called a tariff, but they put restrictions.
Hey Dave, we got to stick a pin in it, man. I got to go to a break. Thank you very much for the call. We'll go to the phone lines after we come back. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
Hey, 420 friends, did you know Cheech and Chong was coming into town?
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Knucklehead CBD and Vapes are celebrating this 420 season just right. Whether you shop online at knuckleheads.shop, go into their store, or order online for in-store pickup, they are now offering their 420 discount, which is 25% off their delicious Delta 8 and 9 Galaxy edible gummies and their XL brand flower. So shop online at knuckleheads.shop today, or stop on into their Madison and Milwaukee locations,
550 State Street in Madison and 2949 North Oakland Avenue in Milwaukee.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try that for Breeze Car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. Yeah. La 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 la. With up to 40 days of consistent scent, all over Breeze Car clips right on your vent. Yeah, you know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face when it smells just right, just right, just right. Yeah. Breathe happy for Breeze. La 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 la.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs around 51. Winds out of the east, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows dip down to about 44. Overcast. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs level off around 69. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
To stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt, that's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count my days, I'm gone. Forget reaching me by phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let's go to the phone lines. And Stephen from Green Bay. Good morning to you, Stephen. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
I am doing pretty good on this dreary day in Wisconsin, but that's what I got to say. I feel like Dave was, you know, advocating the Republicans' point that, you know, there's not an issue with the drug crisis in this country. And I'm going to pull out a couple of drugs in particular just to prove that he's wrong. First, drug, Saxenda. It is a drug that is widely used for weight loss. Thousands of dollars to get. In fact, it's so much money that my personal insurance company requires a pre-authorization to even get the medication. Secondly, everyone should know this drug, Viagra, free in a lot of places, but yet birth control for women. I don't know of any free birth control that's laying around out there. So if you're going to call in and have this conversation about how there's no issue, then tell me how there's no issue with the fact that a man can get Viagra for free, but women can't get birth control for free. Answer that question, and then maybe we can have a further conversation about how there's no issue with drug prices in this country.
Hey, Stephen, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Let's go to Tom from L.A.
Earl, first off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, this is Corporate Dave once again talking about, you know, again, we have to talk about the difference between public and private. It's our public dollars that actually paid for all of these medications and the research that goes into them. It's the private corporations that basically have just taken our tax dollars and have used it. Now they're going to charge us again for actual use of the drugs, which is ridiculous. And anybody that out there that is awake will actually see what a joke that is. Again, like I said, Dave is, I'm going to call Dave from now on Corporate Dave, because that's what he seems to advocate for, instead of We the People. And the thing about it is that I really recommend everyone watch the movie Dope Sick. That's a great movie. It's on Hulu. Rosario Dawson is in it. And it talks about exactly what's going on with the pharmaceutical industry. And I will say this, Dave, because I will talk negative about the Democrats as well as Republicans. Republicans don't want there to be any relief for the American people in terms of these drugs. The Democrats want to go one by one by one. So therefore, it's an issue that keeps on coming up all the time. What we need to do is we need to have a Medicare for all system. We also need to have where our pharmaceutical drugs are actually free of charge, because we actually have paid for them through the research. So, again, everyone seems to advocate for the corporation, the pharmaceutical company, more so than they advocate for themselves. And I just wish the American people would wake up and understand that the return on investment that you get from, you know, getting these researchers and all this stuff. Now, if the corporate company is paying for it and they're actually paying the taxes, that's one thing. But they're not. They're taking the money from We the People. They're taking the research from We the People. Then they're going and then they're doing a drug. And then they go and they patent that drug so no one can use it. Then they go and actually make a generic drug on it by changing one or two little ingredients on it. So therefore, they can actually sell it even at a higher price than what it is that other countries are doing.
And so clearly, you know, generic is not as good as, you know, the medication that
it's being sold by the same people. Under a different name
with less of the critically important ingredients.
Right, exactly. It's corporations versus We the People, and we the people need to really start understanding what it means. We pay the taxes so we can get a better life collectively.
Hey Tom, we gotta go to
our own. I know Dave likes to talk about his dad only, but it's more than just his dad.
We gotta go to break, man. Thank you very much for the call.
All right, thanks.
We'll be right back.
Person you really are now. I'll be so good. I wish I could get the message over to you now.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Just in from Boston, a federal judge has agreed to delay a hearing for the 21-year-old accused of leaking government secrets online for another 2 weeks. The Massachusetts Air National Guardsman has been in jail since he was arrested last week. The Supreme Court set to decide whether a federal judge in Texas was within bounds when he ruled a commonly used abortion pill should be suspended nationwide. Paula Avila Guillen heads the Women's Equality Center.
The question that the court needs to resolve if the authority of FDA is an authority that, for instance, a federal judge, in this case in Texas, could override.
Kim Jong-un claims North Korea has built its first ever military spy satellite. Reporter Alex Jensen from Seoul.
Not only is North Korea seeking to counter the U.S. and South Korea, but such a launch would also be condemned as a breach of U.N. Security Council resolutions.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio, inviting you to join us every weekday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. Up North News is your online home for stories that are unabashedly Wisconsin. We cover the latest out of the state capital, of course, but we also celebrate this amazing state with stories about people and places, food, events, history, and more. You can find our work at our website, upnorthnewswi.com, or search for Up North News WI on social media and subscribe to our newsletter, too. Then, each morning, I get you caught up on the latest headlines, plenty of weather checks, a little sports. We do a daily music break and a history lesson. We have newsmakers, insiders, community leaders, and all kinds of other guests and regulars. And we take the time to break down an issue or a story and explain it in plain English. Catch Up North News Radio weekdays 6 to 8 here on the radio, the Civic Media website, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Consumers everywhere are loving the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. With state-of-the-art facilities throughout the Midwest, the Village Hearth buns you already love are baked and delivered fresh daily to your local grocer. So whether you like unsliced old-fashioned hamburger and hot dog buns, or prefer classic white or wheat, just look for the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package, and you've made the right choice. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
It's a beautiful morning. I think I'll go outside for a while and just smile. Just take in some clean, fresh air for
no sense in staying inside.
If the weather's fine and you've got the time, it's your chance to wake up and plan another brand new day.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. Enough of this negative stuff, man. Let's get into some, you know, some really important information. You know, I've been beating up the Republicans for a while. It's time to change it. There's some great news. Calvin, it's time to get some positive news. And so here it is. Part two of Donald Trump's trading cards are about to be released. Hey, you're smiling, Calvin. Aren't you going to be the first in line?
Oh, yeah. I'm signed up already.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump released a new wave of those NFT trading cards earlier this week, and he has already seen their value drop significantly. So, Calvin, when he first came out with these cards, did you see what they look like?
I didn't.
Oh, well, so he charged, you know, it was him, his head shot with a Superman body, right? In a Superman suit. And he said that he always wanted to see what he looked like with a 30-inch waist. And he, hey, man, you can't make this stuff up, man. And so here's what he had to say in a True Social post on yesterday. Trump said, "I am pleased to inform you that due to the great success of my previously launched digital trading cards, we are doing it again. Series 2 available right now. Go to collecttrumpcards.com and have fun." So these cards, man, look them up. $99 a piece. And they sold out in a matter of hours. People were able to buy these things. But listen, I get it. Trump knows that he has control over the minds of some people in this country. Now, over I don't know, the last couple of years, they've been trying to say, especially Republicans and others, well, Donald Trump has lost his juice. He's losing his power. He's probably only got a solid 30% of the people who support him, because the Republicans, many of them conservatives and MAGA people, have had enough of what they've seen, making a mockery of everything. And so we want to see him gone. And so, Calvin, did you get to look at some of those cards?
Yeah, I saw the new one. It's him holding up the Liberty Bell, and he's like, it's got this like space background American flag thing behind him.
Well, would you pay $100 for that?
No,
but people are, because the other ones were more ridiculous than even those, and he sold out in hours. Okay, $99 a piece. But what I'm saying is, so they said that, you know, there are less people who are going to support Donald Trump this time. They've had enough people who voted for him before. Well, something has changed, because now 50% of Republicans say they're going to vote for Donald Trump if he becomes the nominee. What happened? What happened, Republicans? Those of you who for the last year have been saying we're not going to support him, we've had enough of him, he's a buffoon. Well, you didn't say that. I call him the buffoon. But you said you're embarrassed by him. Why now? And I think it's been a lie all the time for the people who said they no longer support Donald Trump. They still did. They never have given up on the belief that Donald Trump should be president of the United States. And even though you heard some try to push this Ron DeSantis as the person, DeSantis is our guy. He's going to be the guy. He's the next guy. He's Donald Trump without all the foolishness. Oh, so you've given up on Ron DeSantis already? That other 15 to 20%, you know, who said that we've had enough of Donald Trump. Well, now 50% say that they're willing, of the conservatives and Republicans, now say they're willing to support Donald Trump again. What changed for you? Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Look, I know we've got MAGAs in the audience, you know, because they call. Right, Calvin? We've got some MAGAs, right?
Yeah,
they call. Is it safe to say that?
Yeah, I think they're fans of the show.
Yeah, so where are the MAGAs at? So why now do you think that many people, you know, your brethren, have changed their minds and now are going to support him. Maybe it was those trading cards, you know. Maybe seeing him in a Superman outfit or a Spider-Man outfit was reason enough. But here's why it's so just ridiculous to even think about putting this guy anywhere. Former President Donald Trump's plan to end homelessness is to criminalize it. An idea critics find appalling. Under my strategy, working with states, we will ban urban camping wherever possible, Trump said in a video released yesterday. Violators of these bans will be arrested. That's it. That's arrest the homeless people, right? We've got homeless people, and Donald Trump's answer to that is arrest them. Put them in jail. And this is the kind of guy that you think, and these kind of ideas that you think and you are willing to say, that's my guy? What is it you see in that? Because, man, that's buffoonery. Anybody who says the way to end homelessness is to put people in jail is buffoonery. And if you think, well, because I constantly hear you know, these guys talking about Joe Biden and how Joe Biden is, you know, he's fragile and he doesn't know, and he said, well, maybe you do think that a guy who thinks the best way to handle homelessness is to lock the people up in jail. There were nearly 600,000 Americans experiencing homelessness last year. And according to the National Alliance to End Homelessness, there's been an organized effort across the country to make homelessness illegal. So again, who do you think wants to make homelessness illegal? Do you think it's the Democrats? I haven't heard one Democrat say make homelessness illegal. When you listen to the ideas of these people on the right, you know, on the right side of things, not the right side from the standpoint, you know, that they've got the right answers. But when you've got these kind of people who's really answer to everything is just nonsensical, I don't know, again, where we're headed. So these people are now willing to support Donald Trump. Well, guess what? Go ahead and keep supporting him. It's a guaranteed loss because there's no way anybody outside of MAGAs, and that includes independents, they've seen enough of that lunatic. They're not going to vote for him. So let's do it. So go ahead, Republicans. Go hurry up. Give it to him. Get Donald Trump. Make Donald Trump the nominee again. That's the best thing that could happen to all of us. Because, again, it's over. Nobody's going to vote for or support a man who, after 3 years, still believes, because he believes in his feeble mind, that he's the president of the United States. I mean, come on, man. Come on. I don't know what he's done to people to make them believe that he's right on anything, or that we are a better nation because of his views. Even many in the Congress and the Senate don't believe that. Republicans, they know if you support him again, it's a guaranteed loss. But the real issue is those everyday folk who listen, who call in, you know, not only to this show, but across the nation, who still somehow think that this man who has some real mental challenges, no question whatsoever, that you think we're better off with him as president of the United States. But anyway, let's get back to it, man, because let me see. So when people spend all this money on those trading cards, man, the bottom fell out. So they, you know, they spent $100 each card. He told them they're going to make all this money. Hey, Calvin, you're smiling. You're laughing, man.
Yeah, I don't know why.
They bought, man, $100 a card. And so I saw the latest one. Go back and find some of the other ones. And you'll see. Because he told them they were going to increase. And at one point in time, they did start increasing. They started increasing when they were so-called attacking Donald Trump. And for whatever reason, the cards and value started going up. But then Trump's digital cards did see a price surge last month amid speculation that he would be indicted in New York. However, the price then fell back when Trump wasn't arrested on March 21st, as he had predicted, and fluctuated over the following days before falling to 0.41%. I mean, listen, what did people think, man? You know, that's what I need to do, man. You know what I need to do? I need to make me some trading cards. Let's see what we can do, Calvin.
Yeah, I'll see what we can do about getting some early income trading
cards. And put my head on, you know, a weightlifter's body, yeah, and maybe. see if I can sell them for $99. What a scam, man. And yet, there were people who actually went out and spent that money, man. There's no question whatsoever that there's something really wrong in the body politics in this country. Because, man, the fact that a guy can just do that, you know, he said, let me see if I can get this in. The average trading card price, no, not there, where he said he went to social media to brag about the accomplishment, the quick sellout. Within 7 hours from the time that he put them up, they all sold out. So he thought it was just a great idea. He said he told his people, this is just a tremendous idea. I just, you know, I thought about it and it came to me and it said, this is a great idea. I always wanted to have a 30-inch waist. So I came up with the great idea, and I put it out, and I told my people, this is a great idea. You know, it's really a great idea. And so we did it, and it sold out. And I said, and I patted myself on the back, what a great idea. All right, listen, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Only one Donald Trump. They'll be talking about him. Historians will be talking about this time for a long time to come. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Attention all DIYers. When you're looking for the best products and supplies to take your landscaping to the next level, look no further than Choice Landscaping. For 30 years, Choice Landscaping and Garden Center continues to deliver professional and personal service within a 10-mile radius of Cudahy, but welcomes customers from all over. Whether it's spring, summer, fall, or winter, his Garden Center is open year-round to cover all your needs. So don't wait. For more info, visit choicelandscaping.com. Choice Landscaping. Cover all your needs.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try that Febreze car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. La 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 la. With up to 40 days of consistent scent. All over Febreze car clips right on your vent. You know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right. Breathe happy Febreze.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 51 this afternoon under overcast skies with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Easterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 44. Overcast skies. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 69. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. So the House Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, has said the scary part out loud. His caucus is willing to allow the United States to default on its debt in order to force budget cuts. So while he blamed President Biden for dragging his feet in negotiations and said default is not an option, Mr. McCarthy made it clear this week that the House Republicans won't pass a clean debt ceiling increase without any conditions attached that increases the chances of default in a matter of weeks, which would throw markets, the economy, and more into chaos. Listen, if ever there was a time to not, you know, do what McCarthy and the Republicans are attempting to do, it is right now. Because to enact the cuts that they're talking about, which are minuscule, you know, the amount of cuts in areas that they're talking about cutting, you know, and I heard him the other day talk about welfare and, okay, so, man, realistically, these are peanuts that you are talking about. And the reason that you want to make these cuts to Social Security and Medicare, and SNAP food stamps and you know, welfare and, you know, and health care for poor people is to throw a bone to, you know, people who are like you, who somehow think that the reason the nation is in debt is freeloaders. The American people who struggle in a society that's changed and turned into a service economy and which doesn't pay a livable wage, which doesn't pay a livable wage, is going to be we got to cut that. We've got to bring an end to that. He doesn't, as I said, doesn't have the courage to deal with the real issues in the society. But you're willing to do this. And I will say that the damage that, and for those of you who support him, let me say this to you. It is foolish to gamble with the full faith and credit of the U.S. government at any time. It's madness to do so now. What they're talking about now is because we have the inflation issue. We're about to head into a recession, a major recession. The markets are right now unstable. So and so this article says it's madness to do so now at a fragile moment for the financial system. Have lawmakers learned nothing from the 2011 standoff that resulted in higher borrowing costs and a lower U.S. credit rating? Back then, two sides got close to the edge and there were hefty costs. Now, here's the difference. Kevin McCarthy wasn't the Speaker of the House then. And he clearly is a guy who will, make these kinds of decisions. Never mind the people that are hurt, because this is his big chance. This is his big opportunity to show what kind of a big man he is. You remember, 100 or so days ago, when the Republicans won the House, you heard them talking about all the great changes that they were going to make, right? They're going to make all these great changes, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and then you look at what they've been able to do. Nothing. Oh, except for they have all these reports where they're checking into investigating the investigators, the Democrats who investigated corruption with Republicans. Well, so the Republicans have spent their time investigating the investigators. You know, foolhardiness. Let's do this. Tom, quickly, man. Quickly, go ahead.
Earl, if they're really serious about, cutting money, go after that military industrial complex. Let's see if they.
Well, we know they're not going to do that.
Exactly. And that's exactly it. So they're not serious. They're not serious at all. They want to basically take the money from the people that pay the taxes. Like I said before, we the people pay the taxes, and they want to keep on cutting programs that, that are the what it is that we actually pay for. So they're not serious. They're a joke. And I hope that anyone out there that's listening, once again, doesn't start saying, "Oh, Democrats spend." No, Democrats actually invest. Republicans spend. Republicans spend and put it on a credit card. And when they're in office, they don't say anything about the debt or deficit.
Hey,
then when they get out of office, that's all they do is scream debt and deficit.
Hey, Tom, we got to run, man. Thank you very much for the call. Yeah. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. We'll be right back.
Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well-represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text
you
and
are
drive.
Listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Project Media Yellow app. And the ad-